47, how about this? Instead of waiting for people to get kicked out of their apartments because of higher rents or some other reason, set up camp and then have to clean it all up, suppose you prevent people from getting kicked out of their apartment in the first place. There's an organization doing just that, and our own Josh Kearns has been talking with them.
Yeah, Dave, you know, it's amazing. You have thousands of people on the streets, and the city wants to spend millions and millions of dollars dealing with that. But we have an unseen crisis looming just out of our sight, and that is thousands more are on the verge of homelessness. And at St. Vincent de Paul, you may have seen their thrift stores or their trucks collecting donated goods, but their core mission actually goes far beyond that.
We go out into homes of people that are in need, and we visit with them, we listen to them, we meet them on their turf.
And that need often is the difference between homelessness or not. That's Ned Delmore, who's the executive director of St. Vincent de Paul for Seattle and King County. And I went down to their headquarters down in South Seattle last week. There is no shortage of need. There were dozens of people there getting everything from food assistance to rent assistance. Last year, the organization fielding over 40,000 calls from people in desperate need. You know, all it takes is just one straw to break the camel's back. An injury, losing a job, maybe getting sick. And St. Vincent de Paul steps in, unlike the city or the county. What they do is not wait until that person's on the street. Instead, they will offer emergency aid, maybe to pay the rent or other bills, so the people get to stay in their homes.
So getting ahead of it, the preventative side of it, is we got to go upstream, and that's what we do every day, 7 days a week. Our volunteers are in homes saying, we got to keep this person in the home. And the way to do that is we'll pay this rent at this particular point in time. And if she needs some mental health treatment, we will get a case manager to join with someone in the community who has that type of professional background.
Yeah, they may also hook them up with financial advice, somebody to help them figure out budgets. They can negotiate payments with utilities. It's fascinating. Seattle, the city, has a 211 helpline. But when you call that, it's not the city doing any help. They say, yeah, here, we're going to connect you to St. Vincent de Paul.
From October to now, we've done $31,000 in direct aid to folks, $11,000 in rent, $4,100 in utilities. We also have a unique service of providing beds. We've provided $1,900 in beds. We're also looking at clients who have a unique situation. We look to try and help.
That's John McDermott, who's the leader of a group of volunteers, or Vincentians, as they call them, from St. Catherine's Church in Northeast Seattle. And basically all the churches within the Archdiocese do this. They go out in teams of two people into people's homes, and they get to actually know the people, their unique situation, and assess what they need. Is there some mental illness help? He knows, John was telling me, you know, you'll see a little kid who's clinging to the mom who's clearly hungry, and they don't have that. And of course, we talk about St. Vincent de Paul, immediately think, oh, Catholic Church and all of that, and that might be a turnoff for people, but what's really important, McDermott says, is this has nothing to do with religion and everything to do with caring for our community.
We are not proselytizing. We do not care if an individual calls us if they're of faith or not of faith. We've served Muslim. We've served across the board. I had a wonderful client who's atheist. No praying, John. Okay, but that's it. We're trying to connect on a human level to a person who's in a crisis moment.
Now, their funding comes almost entirely from their own parishioners, people who, you know, when they pass the plate once a month around the churches, and the proceeds from the thrift stores. And, you know, when they were telling me an interesting figure, once somebody becomes homeless, we as taxpayers will ultimately spend $50,000 plus for each person. Whereas this is, you know, it might be the difference. $300 might be enough to keep somebody
right
in their
place.
And
the taxpayer cost is zero.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's so many ways to do it. A lot of times people just don't know who to call, or, you know, now we start to see they're doing a lot of Latino outreach now. We have, you know, many Hispanics in our community, and the growing fear over them potentially getting, running into immigration, deportation, and all that. St. Vincent, they won't talk to anybody who's affiliated with the city, but they will talk to St. Vincent de Paul. But, you know, all of this costs money.
Any good program that I've ever been involved in takes a certain amount of money to keep that program running and to keep it viable and to keep it healthy and strong. And so we do need donations.
Yeah, so basically they're trying to get the word out that, hey, we need to help them out. They met with the homeless director, George Scarola, the homeless czar of the city, who was blown away by what they're doing. Oh my gosh, you guys are doing this incredible work. Ed Murray, it turns out, knows about them because his family got help from St. Vincent de Paul decades ago, but they're still not in, you know, they're not an officially funded agency as part of this. So we're hoping to spread the word a little bit more that maybe we should be funding this kind of thing to help prevent more tents.
I think they take great pride in funding themselves through the church. They don't have to jump through any hoops. They can, you know, assess people according to their own standards and help the people they can.
Yeah, and an important part, they're not giving cash to anybody. They may pay that bill. They may arrange relationships and take care of that. Another interesting thing that Ned told me real quick is just the fact that, you know, this is not just a handout. It's a hand up, and they hold these people accountable. They say, you know, what is your part in the deal here?
Human beings need human contact, and that's what we do. We find them, and we respond to them in that fashion. And often we find the good in them, and they rise to that.
And so if people want to learn more, you go to their website at svdpseattle.org. And as we talk about the homelessness thing, just wanted to call attention to some solutions out there. Before the problem gets bigger.
Thank you, Josh.
Mm-hmm.